Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But I got to get to the phones because Nick, David, we got to get to you guys because Jonathan Peterlin was so excited to spend his 1 hour of free time yesterday with his fiance, which mm-hmm. we are congratulating him on. Congratulations. You're getting married in what, a year?
A year from yesterday.
And you picked the venue and you said what? You are marrying who?
What do you mean I'm marrying who?
You're marrying who?
I'm marrying my best friend. It's a beautiful thing, Anthony.
Nick in Cleveland. Nick in Cleveland. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that this screams joint bachelorette party.
Oh, no!
That's the meanest thing I've ever heard. Like, I mean, honestly, man, like, I can't imagine what his buddies say behind him. Right, and I'm sure the man card's already been revoked, but the joint bachelorette party.
Because I like the person I'm marrying more than any other person on the planet.
No. You're supposed to. That's why you get married. But they're not supposed to be your best friend right off the rip.
Did she say no strip clubs for your or did she say no bachelor party? You're not allowed to go on a bachelor party. Period.
Oh no, she's encouraging the bachelor party. It's just I know where I'm already going.
Sure, Seattle. Like, Seattle. Milwaukee, have fun.
No, I'm going to Chicago, and in Chicago there are no strip clubs, so it's like case in point.
Well, you got to go outside Chicago.
But if I wanted to go to a strip club, I'd go to a strip club. All right. I don't need to go to a strip club, though. I don't need to do
that. So it's not a joint, you're clearing this up right now. It's not a joint bachelor party.
No, it's not.
Where you're going to reconvene at the end of the night, and you're going to go, what was the peak in the pit of today?
Here's the fun part about this. You guys think you're making fun of me, but I feel bad. I feel bad for everyone
attached to this.
That does not marry their best friend. That is a sad state of affairs. There's empathy here. This bleeding heart has empathy for you guys.
We're on the same page. We all feel bad.
Mike in Parma no tweets. He tweets, I married my best friend 5 years ago. Now I'm getting divorced.
I don't think it was legal for me to marry my best friend back when I got married.
I think they've changed the rules on that. Josh, come here. This guy is ruining my morning. Let's go to David in Chardon next up on the fan. How are you?
I'm good. I tell you what, my man card is the size of a billboard, and I married my best friend.
My man, good for you, David. How's
it
working
out? And Lima, you don't know what you're talking about. I just think you're jealous mm-hmm. because Kenny's your best friend, and you don't want him to spend time with his wife. That's the way I
actually,
see it.
Actually, I think that's the other way around.
Thank you, Dave.
That's completely the other way around.
Well,
Ken wants to spend all his time with you, and you don't want to spend time with him.
There have been a lot of golfing lately. There's been a lot of golf.
There's been a lot of begging for you to go golfing with him.
Any of these golf trips?
Yeah, we've had some fun. I could limit it to 9 holes.
Right,
Kenny wants to do the full 18.
Do you call Ken and go, hey, Ken, I got to get 9 holes in. You got to come with me, buddy. You're my golfing buddy.
I'm not going to answer that.
So wait, you're Ken's best friend, but if you were to get married tomorrow, Ken wouldn't even be a groomsman?
We didn't say that.
All right, Tangus on Twitter says, ask Peterlin if he already has a joint Facebook account with her already.
Why? No.
Yeah, where
not.
Is this? Okay, so you picked out the venue.
Yes, we picked out that we nailed
no, no,
it down
no,
the
she
venue
picked
tomorrow.
Out the venue.
She
but
picked out
normal.
The venue, yes.
That's pretty normal, right? That's standard. I mean,
I had a say in it. I was heard.
You better have a say in it. Yeah. Are you planning any of this wedding?
Yeah. What I love about her in this regard, too, is that she's not going to put a lot of that on my plate. She'll come to me for the final decisions, and then I'll say my say, and then that's that.
All right, hold on. We got a tweet from Keith in Berea who said, Jonathan is the most whipped dude he's ever seen, and this all happened in less than a year.
Also probably from a single guy as well, right? Also from a single guy that is not necessarily happy with his own.
I think we have an idea who Keith and Berea is.
Oh, that's...
And no, he's not single.
This is in less than a year.
Keith and Berea.
Is this too much too soon? Can you meet a new best friend in a year?
It's not a year. It's 2 years.
How many people have met a new best friend in a year? That kind of seems... That seems a little rushed.
And that's just a friend, you know, not getting married. I dated my wife for 5 years before we got married.
Dr. Filling my relationship over here. I'm getting some DMs, by the way, on Twitter with, I got one
from your best friend.
No, from a wedding photographer. No, she'd be texting me that. And a wedding photographer, and he says that he's done like 250 weddings, and you can tell there are people that actually are marrying their best friends and other people that seem like they're marrying out of convenience. And I could bet the ones that are marrying their best friends are a lot happier that day.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask your wedding photographer how many of those. What is the statistics on that?
What a sad existence.
You could be in absolute love with the person you're marrying, and they don't have to be your best friend.
What a sad existence. You marry somebody, and then what? You watch your sports downstairs, and then she goes up and watches her sitcoms upstairs, and you guys, what, see each other for dinner?
But why can't it be the other way around?
Once a day, maybe?
Wait, you guys are watching all the same shows together? You don't have a different...
I have a two-TV setup. This is what the two-TV setup is for.
Yeah,
I watch whatever I want on one. She watches whatever she wants on the other, and it's set
and
up.
You sit next to each other watching two different shows.
Do you have earbuds in?
Of course, no. I have subtitles.
Oh my god!
Why don't she have
subtitles? Important I want to watch.
This is spectacularly crazy.
What do you mean? Why does she have? She does.
Is this like
she's gotten
one
very
of those
comfortable
clubs
with
the clubs you go to where you wear the headphones and the music's going through?
Yeah, you're dancing. And everyone's like, oh.
What poor household did you get raised in where you think it's normal that one person watches what they watch in one room and then one goes to another room and you're completely separated for the entire night?
I just think you need some you time here and there.
I just got to say that the two TV setup screams not being best friends, because if you were best friends, you'd be watching the same show.
Well, again, she doesn't want to watch the amount of Indians games that I watch and consume the amount of Indians games that
I take. Well, then that can't be your best friend, because my best friend watches sports.
No,
my best friend watches and likes all the same exact things that I do.
The same exact things.
All the same things.
There's growth within liking other things and having other people open you to new avenues, too.
My best friend's like porn.
yes!
I don't know what's going on in Jonathan's household.
That's a commonality in some marriages.
By the way, we're also getting tweets. I used to live in Chicago. There are 100% are strip clubs out there.
No, there's not. They're in the suburbs. They're not in Chicago. You have to go outside of Illinois to go to strip clubs.
So far away.
What kind of sheltered existence? Okay,
but
Joe.
They are there. It's just Indiana.
Joe in Knoxville, next up on the Fan.
All right. Come on, guys. I love your show. You're great. But listen,
no, you don't. Stop
it.
What
are you doing?
Yes, I do. I listen to you guys all the time. But listen, taking advice from you guys on marriage is like talking to Sashi Brown about how to build a Super Bowl team.
Thank you. Thanks, Sashi Brown.
That is a good line. That is a good line,
Sashi Brown. We wouldn't be where we are right now without Sashi Brown.
Thank you. Thank you.
I definitely traded away all my assets in the first marriage.
Yeah, that has happened. And then whatever was left, he's got half of those in the second one. All right, 216-578-0092. Maybe we'll ask Mary Kay Cabot, did she marry her best friend? Ugh. And I guess we'll get some football in there as well. That's all straight ahead right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. All right, we have Mary Kay Cabot joining us shortly. Jonathan Pierland, the tweets are coming in. More so, I thought, you know, people would kind of raise their eyebrow a little bit on the I married my best friend thing, which is what people do say. It's that you're not the first person I've heard say that.
It's cliche.
It just seems a little, and I don't know your relationship, okay?
No, you don't. Yeah.
I met your fiance, a few times, and yesterday I saw her. Beautiful, talented, smart young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the married the best friend thing just sounds a little forced. But that's, you guys might have a great relationship.
And this bleeding heart has empathy for you, because I genuinely do. I feel bad that you have never experienced that at this point in your life, and that's okay.
All right, so here's where, point taken. Notice that I'm not exactly disagreeing. So people are really confused about the two TV setup. Explain again the two TV setup that you have, that you and your fiancé, how you guys enjoy a night of watching television together.
Okay, so let's say she wants to watch The Bachelor, for instance, right? So we have a TV A and a TV B. TV A will have the Indians game on. TV B will have The Bachelor on. The Bachelor will have the subtitles. The Indians game will have the sound. And then we'll watch. We'll sit on the couch and watch.
She watches The Bachelor with the subtitles?
Yeah,
she doesn't want to hear?
She's very well read. It's okay. She knows where the priorities are as far as baseball in that house.
Wow.
Yeah, it strikes me as bizarre.
What's wrong with it?
I think it's odd that you have two TVs side by side.
Why do you
don't actually watch
stuff
together?
So what's really nice, well, the true meat of this TV setup bone is that during football season, I can have one game on one and one game on another, or the red zone on one Browns on the other. And that's the true impetus of this. That is the idea behind – when I was a single guy, I would just watch two baseball games side by side, for instance. But right now, slower part of the season, Indians game on one, she can watch whatever she wants on the other.
I get that, but when you have – two TVs and they're designated, this one's mine and that one's yours, and you're sitting next to each other watching two completely different shows, that doesn't scream best friend to me.
Can't you just not spend every waking moment together? You don't think that's going to get a little bit tiresome at some point?
No, we enjoy it. We like each other's company. I get antsy if I go out and then she's not even there next to me. That's part of the deal.
Wow. All right. I'll guess.
She feels the same way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.